Getting ready for grade 5, summer fashion, flip-flops and fins, athletic shoes. Today, the most popular footwear in the world is the athletic shoes. In England, they are called trainers. In Canada, they are called runners. In United States, they might be called tennis or gym shoes. You may call yours by yet another name, but you probably own a pair or two. Athletic shoes are the everyday shoes for many children and adults. Athletic shoes have a sole made of dense rubber, usually with a pattern of ridges. These ridges make athletic shoes good for gripping different surfaces. Some soles are designed for gripping smooth surfaces like wooden floors. Others are designed for gripping rough surfaces like hiking trails. The upper part of the shoe is made from a material like canvas or leather that has some stretch, but the shoe is held firmly in place by laces or straps. This means that athletic shoes give your feet good support for activities like walking or running. Today, athletic shoes have many different styles. When the shoes do not cover the ankles, the style is called low tops. When the ankle is covered, these shoes are called high tops. One style is between the low top and the high top. You might think that these shoes would be called mid tops, but they are called mid cuts. A common name for athletic shoes is sneakers. How in the world did these shoes come to be called sneakers? They were the first shoes with rubber soles. They didn't make as much noise as other kinds of shoes. People began calling them sneakers because while wearing them, you could sneak up on someone without being heard.